As we said, tomorrow is summer chill, and last night at a mysterious rehearsal studio, we had our Ticket Time Wasters annual rehearsal before our final show of 2026. And as we mentioned, because we're only going from 7 to 8 tomorrow night, it's a very streamlined set list. And this was the quickest I think we've ever gotten both in and out of rehearsal last night. And once again, the band, they make us all sound awesome. Mm-hmm. However, I got to stick around, had a beer with some of the bandmates because they were out in the lobby with me while Ham was on drums. And I looked in there and I saw Baldy on guitar and I saw Lando on bass and I heard the dulcet tones of one Justin Montemayor.
Interesting.
You guys sounded pretty tight. Not going to lie. Looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I had to keep the drum thrown away from Lando because I didn't want any injuries before this
thing. Yeah, he kept tripping on
little PTSD there. I was feeling it.
You walk in the room and you just say,
stay away.
Hang on.
I've only had one beer.
Usually it takes like 30.
Yeah, it should be a fun set. How late did you guys stick around? Because I know you guys were on the back half of the rehearsal lineup last night.
I mean, we pretty much left when we were done. We went through our song a few times, but
okay,
we left pretty much after.
I heard the first take, and I thought the first take sounded good, so maybe it's going to get more awesome as we go.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm a little worried about my voice.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You sound sexy.
No, not really. Well, see. Just between singing that multiple times yesterday and a little head cold.
Ooh. Get you some tea.
Tomorrow will be interesting.
We got a new shipment of tea in the break room, so...
Is it Lipton with a bunch of sugar like no, Lando likes?
No,
we know Justin's hot take on teas from yesterday.
Yeah,
you can get you some green tea. It's good for you.
Exactly. And guess what? No diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I like regular sweet tea. Lando doesn't like regular
sweet tea. That's tea is just the tea. Yeah. If you put sugar in it, that's not regular.
Well, yeah, tea without sugar is terrible.
What about
you don't like hot tea?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
You've never had hot tea?
I don't think so.
Really? Have you had green tea?
When Ham is looking at you like...
Even I've had that.
Have you had a green tea shot before?
Like in a needle? Alcohol?
No, it's a shot. You get it at the bar, just a green tea shot. It's yummy.
No. I don't think
one
so.
One of the girly That's shots that
not
I like.
Tea.
Yeah, but it's called green tea.
Mino is the king of the girly shots.
Fun drinks is what we call them.
The lemon,
Davey has,
the lemon drop is the top of your pyramid, right?
It's for special occasions. It's for big playoff wins, which last night would have called for a lemon drop shot.
Yeah.
But no, not a lot of lemon drop shots this year. I think we had two of them for the Stars wins.
So a lot of people we'll whip out like an old bottle of whiskey or you know, something that's been aging for a while. And
maybe
you just
like a bottle of wine that's 20 years old.
Yeah, you do a lemon drop.
I do something that tastes like winning. And that's what lemon drops taste like. It tastes like victory. And you can do like 10 of them.
Oh, we do not recommend that either.
Just don't drive home afterwards.
Well, Justin, you know, you got back to the house last night at a reasonable time, and I look down at my phone and I see, hey guys, I have a Molly story for 115. So I'm thinking,
like,
man,
hell yeah, man,
you got to party in after
Wednesday.
Yeah, I rolled my balls off last night, had a real good time. I just want to tell you all about it.
Well, let's hear it.
No, so this was my dog Molly, who is now. Like a year and a half, I suppose. And
still puppy phase, right?
Yeah, very much so. Okay. Yeah. Still around 8 o'clock every night, literally chasing her tail and just causing absolute chaos in my house. But no, one thing that she is big on is if I'm out in the back watering the yard or something, she likes to jump at the water stream.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
And she loves it. So she's really infatuated with the water hose. And a couple of times I'll catch her like just trying to bite at the actual hose itself when it's on the ground.
Oh, when it's not on?
Yeah.
Oh.
'Cause I don't know if she thinks that she can play with it or
she'll activate it.
She loves the water hose. So last night, get home, let her out, I go take a shower, but I also say I need to go fill the pool, because I have a backyard pool.
Above ground or in ground?
This is in the ground.
Ooh,
oh, man. Yeah. Ain't no red on this neck,
Richardson fancy.
Blue Chew did well. Well, I say I need to go fill it up, though, because it needs a little water. Don't want to burn the motor on the pump.
Okay.
and go take my shower, and I come back in, and it looks like Molly wanted to play with the water hose, because strewn through my dog door was the water hose.
Oh, no.
While it was on.
Oh.
Oh, no.
She wanted to bring you what she found.
Hopefully you took a quick shower. You weren't just taking your time.
It was quick, but it was not, I mean, it wasn't like a minute or two. It had time to really fill up. She basically filled my house into a pool.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hardwoods or carpet?
Hardwood, okay. Luckily.
Do we have picture evidence of this?
I ended up, I took a picture after with the hose just through the dog door, and but that was after I got all the water up, but that was quite the sight as you're rounding the corner, and it's just like a movie, you know, you're drying the back of your hair, and you...
Monty's got a towel wrapped around his head.
I got it covering my breast and my bottom.
Got your curlers on.
Yeah.
And I come to a freeze.
Mud mask.
As I have the cucumbers on my eyes, and I see this reservoir built up in my little man cave area, and you get the totally innocent look of what from your dog?
Like, check it out, man.
I
don't know what you're talking about. This was here when I got
you
here.
You said you liked a pool.
Yeah.
And it's just such dog. It was, now that we're past it, funny visual of the water hose through my dog door just laid on the floor.
Like, I like to think of it like a high pressure one that's just like flipping
like water
around,
wiggling everywhere.
Yeah.
Like a fireman's hose.
You're trying to grab it and it's just going around with it.
Call a neighbor to come help me wrangle it.
It's in her jaw and she's flying around with
it. And luckily too, you know, I've had to learn to not leave anything of value out because she will destroy it. So it's not like there was anything on the ground or anything that would have been destroyed by water, but still, just what a mess to walk back into. An absolute mess.
Now, are you dumbass sure dog. Molly did it? You 100%. Sure you didn't accidentally bring it in yourself?
It is one of your fish.
Explain that to me.
Yeah.
You have several fish.
Right?
No, it was a joke. All right, it didn't land. Moving on.
He also has cats. Maybe the cats were an accomplice.
Cats, notably want more water, so they're going to go get a water hose to be around it as much as possible. And this was not other dog because she is tiny and there's no way she could carry a water hose inside. So it had to be Molly.
How big is Molly now?
She didn't get as big as I thought she would be, but I mean, she's still 50 pounds.
Okay, oh my gosh.
That's big enough to carry a hose.
Oh yeah. Without question. And I wish that I had like video in my backyard of her carrying it inside because that would be pretty funny.
So
again, looking back,
you think she's like picking it up and looking around and make sure nobody's looking and okay, I'm going to take this.
I don't think she thought about anything. I think the dumb bitch just brought the water hose inside and didn't care about a thing in the world.
And you're
knew she wasn't cleaning it up.
You're trying to refill the pool, so you probably have it on a decently high pressure, too.
Yes. Well, and I also have, too, I have it fed through a chain link fence because I have a fence around my pool so that my dogs can't go into the pool.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And so she had to pull it out of that, like threaded through the fence, and all the way inside the house. So she carried about 20 feet of hose inside.
So how much water are we talking when you get out of your shower and walk in the living room and this thing is just going?
I mean,
like, how deep and how much?
Multiple
coverage?
Inches for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That much?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was a ton.
So how'd you get it out of there?
Got a mop, opened the back door, and kind of mopped it out the back.
Squeege it out.
Yeah. I mean, damn. It's not like I had enough towels to just lay them all down or go get a roll of napkins. Like, this is
a
lot of work, yeah.
Maybe so, get a wet dry vac and just, you know, take care of business.
I mean, at least I had something to do while I watched the Knicks come back, but this was not great. I mean, that was the only fun thing was I was like, all right, well, at least I'll watch this while I'm cleaning up this.
Got this blowout going
mess.
On. Don't need to watch this.
Oh, they're down 29. Yeah. This
is over.
We know how this is going to end. But, well, Justin, that's amazing. And was it Anchorman where he's like, I'm not even mad, I'm impressed?
Not at the time.
Yeah. Can Molly speak Spanish?
In hindsight, I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was creative on her part, but do it when it's not on.
She's going to do this again if you leave
No,
it.
She's not. I'm not going to leave it out like that again.
Can you lock the dog door? Is that...
I mean, I can, but I don't want them to, you know, see that it's locked and go into the bathroom in the house or like my cats will be out there. I don't want them to be locked out either. So sure. I'm just going to have to do a little more hose management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to manage your hose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Justin. That's awesome. 127.
No, it wasn't.
It was awesome for us.
Yeah. Good story.